Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
We're on from a pizzeria tomorrow. You're the expert.
Giddy up.
But let's say we're lucky enough to be handed.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a pizza to share? But no half and half. Would we have to discuss what to get on this pizza tomorrow? Would it be a process? Would it be easy?
I looked at their menu today just out of curiosity. I wanted to just check out, do a little scouting report on where we're going, see if I get any idea what the place looks like inside. It was mostly just pictures of the food in their gallery. But their white pizza on the menu caught my eye.
Okay. See, this is the problem. This is why we'll get back to this. Nothing against it. I love it, but I'm not sure if I have one call here. It's that. Joining us now on the, would you like to weigh in? TJ Reeves joining us now on the West Her Hotline, sideline reporter for the Buccaneers who visit Buffalo on Sunday. It's supposed to be kind of dreary and maybe a little bit wet. Hopefully that's not too much of a problem. TJ.
Do I get in on this?
Want to?
Question. I've been listening off stage here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I believe I've explained this before. Capaccio knows this. And first of all, where is he? Did he's on in like an hour?
He's on next hour. Yeah. Covering practice.
I understand.
We didn't want him to hog the segment with you. So
right.
Here's the key. He can't be golfing right now because it's already practically dark there, right?
Yes.
Because it gets darker there quicker right now in the Eastern time zone.
And raining and cold. And, yeah, there's a number of reasons why he's not golfing.
So the unelected mayor knows my situation in that I have got 17-year-old twin girls. And so you don't know from whence you speak. When we go to order a pizza right now, it's like a nuclear arms summit between all of the countries of NATO trying to figure out, okay, can we have something in common that your wife, that my wife, your mother, and I might want to eat on the pizza, and you two can't even agree. So typically right now we're ending up as like a three pizza family where they will get like the medium or the personal and they disagree. And then the wife and I just have to do our own thing. So the short version would be, this is a debacle in my house to be at the pizza joint with you two tomorrow.
It's a negotiation. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have two teeth.
Life itself is a negotiation. I might have mentioned they're 17. We've got hormones. We're looking at colleges. They each want their own car. You're twins. You have all the same friends. You go to the same school. They even work at the same place. Why do you need two different cars? How did we get on this tangent? Can we get back to the Bills and the Bucks?
Almost. I'm almost ready.
I have a lot more to say about white pizza, but I'll save it for later in the show, TJ, not to waste your time.
I'm enjoying your commentary too much to leave the subject just yet. I have two teenagers and a wife who's a vegetarian, and maybe one of my kids is about to become a vegetarian. What I do usually, because we're separated so often, is I'll just buy too much pizza, and then when it happens, I'm told, why did you get so much pizza? And my answer is, because I want to eat it, one, so I'm getting enough for me, probably over the span of 2 days. And then after
that's
that,
a boss move. You know, it's a boss move, and I applaud that. I love that.
I'm doing it for me, and then, you know, you guys get it. You'll have enough. This way, nobody's hungry. That's it. That's...
And by the way, one more next-level thing, and then we'll get to the football, obviously. I'm paying. And so if I'm buying this, I'm going to get what I want.
Right.
I'm going to buy what I want and how much I want. I love that.
Same. I'm not wasting half a pizza on cauliflower. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
Exactly.
All right.
We did not come here to battle and have somebody end up with olives and somebody else end up with cauliflower. Exactly.
All right, TJ. Well, to business, to business. State of the Buccaneers here going into week 11. It's a maybe a little bit, I'm not sure the Bills themselves are this, but I think in terms of the fan base, we're a little bit frazzled at this point. Two teams that have won their respective divisions years running. What are the Bills getting in the Bucs?
That's a good question. I think the Buccaneer word right now would be smarting, as in not thrilled, as in New England got this team last week, just like they got the Bills earlier in the year. But, I mean, the Bucs have gotten off to a really good start. They have only been 6-2 before losing last week one other time. They'd actually only been 6-2 twice in their history, and they had only been 7-2 one other time ever. So there was a lot of optimism. Beat the Patriots, get yourselves to 7-2 and be ready to go for this game. It didn't happen. All right, so I look at this as somebody is going to get right, or somebody's going to get more right, or righter isn't necessarily the right grammar. Got a school teacher for a wife, by the way. That's a whole nother segment. And in any event, somebody gets a better between the Bills and the Buccaneers on Sunday, because, I mean, we've seen the tape and we've watched some of this. Buffalo didn't exactly perform up to standard down in Miami, and that's being kind. So now we'll see who has their act together come Sunday, and the Bucs looking to refocus for a stretch run that has a ton of home games coming, which I know they're looking forward to.
How impressed are you, and how impressed do you think the fan base is that they have the record they have, considering the caliber of players they've lost, especially on offense? To be down, you know, a certain Hall of Famer in Evans, and Godwin is no slouch either. To be missing them for the amount of time they've been missing them, not to even get to Bucky Irving and then other McMillan, whatever. Like that passing game has taken hits, and Baker managed to kind of stay at a sort of in the MVP conversation for a couple of weeks there, and that seems like that's kind of died down. But I think it's been a pretty good job considering some of the injuries.
Yeah, so far, so good. And you're right. I mean, they have had, and everybody's beat up. You've listed, I heard the laundry list of the Bills injured list. But, I mean, this team came into the beginning of the season knowing that Godwin was a question mark, and Jalen McMillan, who was a star last year, was injured in the preseason finale with the Steelers and suffered an injured neck and is still on injured reserve and may not play this year. They're hoping to have him back in December or late in the year. So you're automatically down. And then once Evans pulled his hamstring first, you're down to wide receiver 4, which is a rookie, Emeka Abuka, who's been tremendous. But, I mean, you're playing with wide receiver 4, wide receiver 5 as your primary guys, and you're still succeeding on offense and beating, you know, the Texans in Houston and beating the Seahawks in Seattle and, you know, getting a big win over San Francisco at home, et cetera, et cetera. And you mentioned Bucky Irving. That may be the big key. And on the Buck injury front and on that injury report, he is back practicing for the first time in 6 weeks since the game with the Eagles, where he suffered both a foot injury and a shoulder injury. And the Buccaneers kind of begrudgingly said at least a couple of weeks ago, yeah, the shoulder situation is much worse. And so he practiced in a limited role again today, and it's anybody's guess whether he's going to give it a go here in the game on Sunday. We've still got about 72 hours to figure that out, give or take here, about whether or not he can play. But he's explosive, and he's the real deal here for this offense. He brings a whole different dimension if he can get out there even at like 75% of Bucky Irving. So stay tuned.
With TJ Reeves, what, if it matters, is the dynamic you think exists with the Bucs and like sort of the season? I mean, they've won the division years in a row, 4 years in a row. Carolina, nobody looks ready to challenge them. Maybe for a minute it did look like Atlanta might. Carolina, it feels like it's probably already theirs. It's the Bills and then the Rams on the road. Do they break ties against playing injured starters who are maybe not ready, or do you think all that other stuff is irrelevant?
I think currently the mindset is get as many wins into the storehouse here. Stock up for the stretch run of the season, because you will have a chance at that point to maybe be the 3 seed or the 2 seed. They have been in the 4 hole the last 3 years as the fourth division winner in the NFC out of the South. But Philadelphia beat them head-to-head, so did Detroit. But they beat Seattle already this year. They beat San Francisco already this year. And that Rams game will be interesting, too, for that matchup. So, again, I think if you're able to win this game, if you're the Buccaneers, this is how it sets up after that Ram game the week before Thanksgiving. You're going to play 3 in a row with Arizona, yeah, who is shaky at best and no Kyler Murray. Then the Saints, who are awful. You saw them earlier in the year. The Bucs have already beaten them. I know they beat Carolina last week, but they're not good. And then the third of the three is a Thursday night game with Atlanta. You're going to be favored at home, all of them. You're going to be favored in all of those games. So this is why I'm saying that a 7th win here out of this and or out of the game with the Rams, you're in great position for the final 2 or 3 games of the season to get an 11th win, a 12th win, and move up to like the 3 seed or the 2 seed. That's what everybody down here is talking about. Find a way to go get one of these on the road, and you're going to be in great shape with all of the home games. They're going to play 4 of the final 6 at home, including Carolina, and have a great chance to rack up some wins and help themselves in the seeding in the NFC.
Yeah, you left off after that Atlanta home game, but then, yeah, it's a road game at Carolina, at Miami, and then home for Carolina to close the season. I mean, that
they're going to be favored in every one of those games.
After that Ram game, that is cushy.
Yes, so take advantage of those. But, I mean, if you've set yourself up and you've earned this, again, I mentioned it a couple of times, I mean, the schedule maker did this team no favors putting them on the road the first 2 games, including the 2nd game being Monday Night Football at Houston, beat Atlanta and Houston, then had to go all the way out to Seattle and beat them, and then now have this situation where you're going to play the Bills and then come back home and then go play the Rams. Loads of fun with that, but they've at least come through those tests right now with winning some of the games, and this would again be a large one on Sunday to get a road win here.
You get your air miles in these 2 games, then you can drive the rest of it from your home games to Carolina and
yes,
Miami.
You would think. The NASCAR division in full flex at the end of the year, correct, for Tampa Bay.
TJ, I'm interested in your opinion of the Bills. Last week, I liked Miami a lot there, and part of the reason I like a team is when no one else does, so it sort of kind of smells right to me. And, you know, it's narrative street, but the Dolphins just like, I don't know if this is the right time to play a team. They just fired their GM. You know, there's all this pressure around them that might have been a little bit alleviated, and they played loose. They got ahead, Miami, and, you know, kind of cruised. Do you think this is a good time to play the Bills? I mean, it's different than the Dolphin example, I know, but they've got injuries. There is some stress, I think, here internally as well. What they can be on offense, so many guys in and out on defense. A little bit of the, if you will, wounded animal thinking here. Maybe that's good for Tampa. Maybe it's the right time. Maybe it's not. If a team like the Bills that's done so much winning gets kind of riled up. How do you see it?
While we play sports psychologist on the mighty WGR here, I would have rather, if you're giving the choice, have Buffalo scuffled and won the game. And then they're still coming out of it thinking, hey, we're all right, we won the game, blah, blah, blah. I think it was a real wake-up call last Sunday. And I think they realize right now, we got to come out and demonstrate that's not who we are. So that's dangerous if you're the Buccaneers coming in. If Buffalo had stayed in Florida, for example, and was playing the Buccaneers in Tampa this week, that might be a real concern after what you saw. But I think they're going to be focused. I think McDermott's going to have them ready to play. So they want to demonstrate that was an aberration last week. And, you know, from watching what's going on with you guys, when you've run the ball well, I mean, you're in great shape. And James Cook and the two-headed monster and even Allen getting some rush yards. This team has done very well all year and really under Todd Bowles' tenure, stopping the run and not letting teams run it on them. The Patriots hit them with the home runs by Travion Henderson, 2 long touchdown runs in the game last week. But that's the thing that concerns me. Do the Bills get right again, to use that phrase, by running the ball in the bad weather and the wind, et cetera? Are the Buccaneers ready for that? But yeah, on the psychology part, I think privately, if you ask Todd Bowles, he would say, hey, I would have rather that Buffalo had scuffled around, same thing I said, and found a way to win,
yeah,
because now you're angry. And now you're realizing we're going to fall farther behind in the division and in the playoff race if we don't win this game on Sunday. So it heightens the importance for the Bills.
TJ, before we run out of time, I just want to ask you about how the Baker Mayfield experience has gone for folks in Tampa. Like, what were your expectations? What would your read be of what expectations were when he got there? Because he was very much, to some extent, like a wounded animal, damaged, talking about playing sports psychologists here. And he has looked mostly every bit the guy. I don't know if he had to be the first pick in the draft, but certainly the draft status is not something to be laughed at anymore. He's been good to great year over year now in Tampa. I'm just curious about what that ride has been like in your view.
So the short version, because I know you've got to go, is we didn't really know what to expect, but the Bucs played it perfectly. You can say that in hindsight. They gave him a one-year deal. $4 million is minimum wage money in quarterback standards and quarterback money. And he was willing to take that as a prove-it contract to cash in later. And he's tremendous to deal with. And what a leader, and tough. And he sounded the alarm after last week about how the attention to detail maybe wasn't there, including in-game and in-game adjustments, and said, this has got to stop. If you want to go where this team wants to go, meaning deep into the playoffs and maybe that phrase Super Bowl, you don't make the mistakes that we saw last week against the Patriots. So he's been tremendous. The area has embraced him. The area has always, always embraced the star quarterback of the Buccaneers, whoever it is. And he's played up to that, and he is a leader. And right now this team rolls with him. My phrase for all these interviews and shows, they will follow him into a burning building right now. There's the belief on the metaphor level. They believe in him, and let's see if he makes some magic happen on Sunday. Just real quick, he looked healthier off the bye week last week, moving better, throwing more accurately. That's a good sign coming into this game with the Bills.
We have two or three more minutes if you do. Do you?
Are we going to talk about pizza again?
No, not
go back to that. Or what do you want to utilize the two or three minutes for?
We'll do that. I'll tell you. We'll do that after you're done, so it's not waste any more of your time. But there are football questions. One, how good do you think the Patriots are, having just seen them?
You know, you're going to love this in Buffalo. Unpopular take. I still think they're overrated. I thought they were overrated coming in with the number of wins they've piled up against bad teams. Oh, and here we go again. They get to play the Jets tonight with whatever happens this evening. They made some huge plays. Full credit to them. Full credit to Drake May, who I saw at field level, and you guys saw him in Buffalo back about a month ago or so on that Sunday night game. He stood in there. But to me, that game was there to be had. Credit them for winning. Again, Vrabel's going to, if they find a way tonight, he's going to become like the sixth coach ever in his first season to win eight straight games. So that's not an accident. When you win the third in a row, the fourth in a row, it's not an accident. And now they're all the way up to seven in a row. But I don't foresee them being a team that makes a deep run anyway, anyhow. And I could see this go the other way in a hurry, too. Like if the Jets surprise them tonight. So that's just me, unpopular take, because everybody mm-hmm. in Boston, all the Boston honks that I have that are media people and colleagues and whoever, they're all crowing about this. They hadn't been able to say a word for 4 years, as you guys know, while you've been kicking the crap out of them. But now they're crowing, and let's see how long it lasts for New England. There's my take.
I was in row three for Patriots-Bills that Sunday night. Everything about May was a you know, box checked. Even on the sideline. I was in the Patriots sideline, and he was just like, right, just right.
He's impressive. He held in there while getting crushed last week a few times. And obviously Diggs, who's been there, Diggs made some big plays in the game, two or three big catches in the game.
Yep.
It's not as if this is a total accident what they're doing. I'm just not a big picture believer in them if they start mixing it up with the best teams in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree. Diggs did that even with those guys in front of me, Bulldog, trying to the extent of being thrown out of the stadium to rattle them. Didn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah.
Come on. Are these guys going to be behind me trying to get after me about the pizza takes and whatever WGR? Are they upset? Or what?
No, you're all good. You said you don't think the Patriots are that good, so no one's going to get after
I agree.
Yes, the enemy of of my friend. What is it? The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
There it is.
That's what that is. The enemy of the enemy is my friend.
Bulldog and I still have to settle Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mount Rushmore. Do you have an easy time with four names or no?
Yes. Okay. Who's on it, Bulldog? Give me the names.
I've not even started yet. Mike did this exercise earlier today on another podcast.
Leroy Selman.
That was the first name.
Brooks.
Two.
Warren Sapp, if you want. Do you include Tom Brady, who was only here for 3 years, for what he was able to do, or does that disqualify him because he wasn't here long enough?
I think that that's a joke.
I went Selman, Brooks, Mike Evans, Brady. But Filippone,
Mike Evans has to be there.
Filippone went Sapp over Brady. I just like, you know,
I can't have Brady there.
I want Brady there because
that is your distaste for everything that went on in the 2000s and the 2010s from New England.
Well, it's also that he was there for a cup of coffee with an incredible career he's had. Like, I can't, I don't know. That
dude was the leading quarterback in the league the second season as a 44-year-old. He led the league in everything.
Sorry for making this hockey. If the Sabres got the best player in the sport, arguably ever, to come, Patrick Kane could have been this. He was not the best player ever.
Right.
Yeah. If the Sabres got somebody like a legend already established to come to the Sabres and they won, he's on Mount Rushmore even if he scored 8 goals.
Yeah. Like Gretzky late in his career if it had happened,
right,
for example.
That's why I picked Brady because, like, if I'm the Bucks, I'm sort of flaunting it. He picked us.
I'm not coming to your monument.
All right. TJ, it's been fun. Anytime you want to join us, I mean, I probably have other things to do, but...
No. I want to know the outcome. I'll be up there. I'll be around Capaccio. I love Sal. But when you come to a resolution, please relay to me what got discussed on the singular pizza that you two are going to have tomorrow. I got to know.
Okay, we will. Thank you, TJ.
You guys be well. We look forward to Sunday for the Bucks and the Bills.
All right, safe travels, man. Thank you again.
TJ Reeves at Buck Sideline Guy on Twitter. All right, that was a fun ride. No way do you get, like, it's not the pizza for your life, but it's...
No, I have an explanation why I got the white pizza.
Okay.
I'll if we're going to discuss it further, I'll explain.
Fairness to you, you just said it looked good on the menu. That's it.
That's
all you said.
Yes, and something, one of the details listed on the menu about it got my attention.
All right, I'm going to try to guess what that is now. Sal will join us at 5-803-0550 for your calls. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy for him. He's a heck of a player. Kind of hard to watch when, you know, the first situation unfolded the way it did, because you just have so much respect for him. And it's a great example of the journey is the journey. And when you stick with it and you kind of get yourself in the right spot, and how he's played and his impact then, I'm sure, in terms of the example that he is even beyond the playing field, right, as a person. I hear stories about his faith and super impressed by that. And that's what you want to see, right? That's what you want to hear. And that's good for our league. And it's good for, I'm sure, the community down there as well.
Sean McDermott on Baker Mayfield. Interesting matchup, and an important one for the Bills, if not both teams. Buffalo at 6-3, perhaps facing a two-game deficit, depending on whether New England wins tonight. Actually, they would be if New England wins tonight. 9-2 versus 6-3. It's not your traditional two-game lead.
Right.
But still, New England... I'm right with our last guest. We've said it all year, I think. I felt this way the whole year. Good enough to hang with you, anybody, to win games, schedule's easy. But I can't imagine they just run the table. And they kind of have. In fact, their two losses, well, this is really the point. I'm not trying to contradict myself. But their two losses have been stupid. Five turnovers against Pittsburgh and the opening day loss to the Raiders. And we had 6 months or whatever to sort of preview week one, not 6 months, 3.5 months to preview week one. And the Patriots schedule comes out. I'm like, say what you want about how young May is and a first year coach and what they don't have. But look at this.
The schedule, right?
Look at the schedule. And the Raiders were a part of that point at home. What are the Raiders? It turns out, what are the Raiders was the right question. Like, they're
right,
bad.
Right.
But they still won there.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I mean, they're not so good. Nobody is so good that they just beat everybody. And I like the points tonight because, like, New England 13?
Yeah, I can't.
I'll be a sucker for that.
I took Atlanta getting 5.5 against them and made it. I mean, Atlanta almost beat them, almost tied them, whatever. It was a super tight game.
Right.
Like, the Jets traded away Sauce Gardner, and they traded away Quinnen Williams and whatever. Garrett Wilson is on IR now. I have a very hard time believing the Patriots. I mean, they weren't whatever they weren't. The market tells you. But I'd have a very hard time backing them as almost a two-touchdown favorite.
You would take, what are they, 8-2?
Yeah.
Anybody would take 9-4, like, unless you're to root against them. You're trying to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd take one win out of the next three from New England. Home to the Jets, 2-touchdown favorite. At the Bengals, and then home to the Giants. Like, they have to win 2 of those games, right?
Yeah.
So
they
They should.
Yeah.
That's 10-3. This is sort of like the next level of the point a couple of weeks ago before the Chief game, like what would have to happen for the Bills to be in like a good position going to New England, which they do in week 15. Patriots go Jets at Bengals, Giants, bye week, Bills. So, I mean, 2 is even not that great out of 3.
Yeah.
That would be 10-3. And that's the best I can do against Tampa Bay, at Houston, at Pittsburgh, and the Bengals. That's the best I can do. And if I match them, 10-3, 10-3, then week 15 is for the division.
For the division probably. Lead at that point, yeah. I mean, yeah.
For the lead. The Bills will still have to play the Eagles. The Patriots will still have to go to Baltimore. So,
yeah,
the winner of that game, if they're both 10-3 going into Foxborough,
the winner of that game's in great shape.
Will be a huge favorite to win the division from there.
Yeah.
But that requires the Bills to sweep their next 4 opponents and New England to lose one of these 3 games, which, you know, that's probably the likeliest scenario, I would say. I think they could lose tonight.
I do, too. I think I mean, we say it all the time, and it's so frustrating when it's the team we care the most about, obviously the Bills, doing it. But most teams in the league have one or more games a year like the Bills had on Sunday. It just happens. You just don't have your stuff, whatever it is. You know, enough guys just aren't feeling it that day, whatever it is. And your opponent, you know, a couple things go right, and they get in front and start feeling it, and you just, okay, it's not our day. And that game Sunday had every smell of that, right? I didn't think Miami, like, came charging out of the gates. They were burning timeouts before the clock even started running in this game, and then they threw an interception on their first possession. They came out like gangbusters. It just they settled into the game, and like, all right, we got these guys. And, you know, good drive. Oh, Cook fumbles. Good drive. Oh, Allen fumbles. Oh, good drive. Oh, interception in the end zone. There you go. Like, there's your ball game. So, yeah, you know, thinking about the schedule and talking with our last guest, this is a funny, it's an interesting little pocket in Tampa's schedule with this Bills game. Well, New England can fit in here, too, if you want. On the road. No, that was a home game for Tampa, excuse me. But here, two road games, contending level, like, you know, big time preseason and even in season Super Bowl type teams, Bills, Rams. The schedule after that is cake. Like, is this not a spot? And by the way, Tampa, Buffalo are not in the same conference. So, like, there's that piece too. Like, I don't love the trap game conversation and all that, but the Ram game is a way bigger game for this team. I'd be surprised if they push a guy like Bucky Irving into this game as opposed to having him closer to 100% for next week. That's just me and a little bit of wishful thinking. I'd rather not have to deal with him, but I think it'd be maybe rushing. He hasn't played in many, many weeks. So anyway, I could see them sort of having the same conversation we're having internally, looking at the schedule, like going like, yeah, you know, let's rest a little. Like, I don't know, maybe they just won't be right on top of it on Sunday because the Ram game outranks this one. And then to the finish line from there, even if they lose both of these games, not that you can count on just coasting, but that schedule is ludicrously easy after that Ram game next week for them.
Tampa.
Yeah.
Let's go to Carl here. Hi, Carl.
Hi, thank you for taking my calls, guys. I want to talk about my big picture concern about this team, and it's, I think...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How Josh Allen is being managed in terms of, first of all, I see a lot of parallels to Cam Newton, both 6'5", 237, athletic freaks. Both were in organizations where Brandon Bean had significant influence over the roster construction. And in year eight, Cam Newton started 6-2, just like Josh Allen. And then he had a big loss in Pittsburgh to go to 6-3. And he was never the same after that. He dinged up his shoulder. And I feel like that kind of like it did spook the Bills a little bit into making Josh Allen run less. But the thing is, they haven't surrounded him with good receivers really since 2022 outside of Diggs. And, like, if you're asking him to run less and now he's just sitting in the pocket, no one's open, and then he's just rolling to the right, taking hits here and there. And if you're going to run him more, you're going to subject him to more hits here and there. I just feel like if you're going to want him to run less, you need receivers around him. And I feel like he could be destined to repeat Cam Newton's fate. He's only 29 years old, but Cam Newton really started to slow down after that age 29 season, in part due to injuries, but also in part to due to what was around him that caused him to play such a physical brand of football. So that's just like my big picture concern with the Bills, that they might have less time than people realize because of what Cam Newton was surrounded with and what Josh Allen is being surrounded with now.
Maybe it's been a popular comparison for years, Allen and Newton, and you know, you basically laid it all out. Nothing I can really do about it now. Even the deadline is passed, so we wanted the Bills, most of us wanted the Bills to show a little bit more urgency than they ended up showing, or, you know, whether they were urgent or not, they didn't get anything done. So, right. Yeah, it's definitely a big year. This was a, if not now, when kind of year coming in, and especially how Kansas City and Baltimore stumbled out of the gate. But now we're living in a world where New England and Indianapolis might be better, not to mention, or Denver, not to mention the other teams, and right. That's what's on the line. The line. Oh, I could do this for a living. Coming up next, Sal Capaccio at 5. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.